This Week in Michigan Football History, brought to you by Wolverine Beer. Here's mvictors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we look back to November 13th, 1971, as Bo Schembechler was in his third season at the helm of the Wolverines. At this point, Bo was firmly backed by the Wolverine faithful, who were scratching their heads just a couple years back when AD Don Canham introduced the new coach. Bo answered any questions by skeptics very quickly as he propelled his Wolverines to the stunning 24-12 upset of the number one Buckeyes in 1969, followed by a 9-1 finish in 1970. Entering the 1971 season, Michigan was ranked number four in the land, and as the season played out, they did nothing to cause voters to adjust those high expectations. Leading up to this day in November 1971, the Maize and Blue had rattled off nine straight victories and put up an astonishing 124 points in the previous two games. And it was far from just an offensive show. The defense was surrendering just 55 yards rushing and a mere 5 points per game. Purdue was just 3-3 and a three-touchdown underdog heading into the game, but carried that spoiler-maker tag even back in those days. They were responsible for ending long win streaks of Notre Dame and Michigan State in the 1950s, and in the previous season, knocked off undefeated Stanford. Wolverine fans certainly remembered that it was Bob Greasy and crew who nipped Bump Elliott's 1964 Wolverines in Ann Arbor, which turned out to be the only flaw on an otherwise perfect season. On this Saturday afternoon in 1971, Michigan got all they wanted from junior quarterback Gary Danielson and the Boilers. The Purdue QB tossed two touchdown passes, including a 66-yard shot in the third quarter that gave Purdue the lead. Danielson was eventually knocked out of the game, and with the game tied at 20, the Wolverines mustered a late fourth-quarter drive that set up a game-winning 25-yard Dana Coyne field goal with just 43 seconds left to propel the victors to a 23-20 triumph. On top of this win, on this day, Michigan clinched the 1971 Big Ten Championship and a Rose Bowl berth. For more, check out WTKA.com and mvictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.